Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I just can't adult today. What a great phrase. Raise your hand if you felt it. Adulting, the new verb, can be hard. I mean, there's no manual. Just one day you're expected to know about checking accounts and how to behave at work. Should I get someone a cup of coffee? Should I not do that? But wait, maybe there is a manual, a big one, from Julie Lithcott-Hames. She advised young people when she was dean of freshmen at Stanford. She's raised a couple of her own. She was one and wrote beautifully about growing up biracial in her memoir, Real American. She also wrote the book, How to Raise an Adult, telling helicopter parents to cut their engines. Her TED Talk got over 5 million views. Now she's aiming at their kids. Her new book is Your Turn, How to Be an Adult. And one hint is in there, get the coffee. You're not so special. And Julie Lithcott-Hames joins us now from California. Welcome back.
Robin, thank you so much for having me.
You know, lots of big ideas here. We read about Jane McGonigal's research on video games and one she created, Super Better, that helps distract young people from depression or addiction. We read about Northwestern professor Joe Holtgreve's program for engineering students. It teaches them swing dancing and improv to get them to develop their spirit with their minds. This is fantastic when you go deep. But as you say, most young people approach being an adult with no tools at all. And you say the first step is defining what it is. How do you do that?
The definition of adulting has really changed. It used to be that to be an adult was to finish your education, get a job, leave your parents' home, marry, and have children. Today's young adults, today's adults have so many more freedoms available to them. And I think it's time we had a definition of adulting that acknowledged that people lead different lives and that there isn't a lockstep set of rules you have to adhere to in order to legitimately be an adult. So, Robin, my definition of adulting is it's the stage of life between childhood and death. In childhood, we're completely cared for by others. And at the end of our lives, if we're fortunate, we are also cared for to a large extent by others who are a little bit more hale and hearty. Adulthood is that sweet, delicious set of independent years, decades, we hope, where we're well and able to make our own way, make our own decisions. And yeah, it's terrifying, but it's also delicious. And I think the delicious piece has been missing from the conversation with millennials who have said they're terrified to adult.
Yeah, because it's hard to get past what you did just push past. You know, you have to pay for your own stuff. You know, you have to pay for your rent. You have to pay for your food, your clothes, those sneakers if you want them. But you also point out it's walking down a street and getting the feeling that you're in charge of where you go. It's competency. It's feeling strong and competent. And that's the delicious part. But go back to the scary part. One of the number one things you say is you have to meet and greet other people. You have to put yourself out there, talk to strangers. This is a generation, many generations, were brought up with stranger danger. Talk a little bit about that, putting themselves out there.
If all you've been taught is don't talk to strangers, you are going to be terribly bewildered and ill-equipped when you leave your parents' home and go out into the workplace or the military or college and discover that your life is full of strangers. What we should have been doing as parents is not issuing a blanket rule, don't talk to strangers, but instead teaching our kids, number one, how to discern the one creepy stranger out of the vast majority of humans who are perfectly fine. And then number two, how to connect respectfully with a stranger, how to engage, what type of eye contact to make, and facial gestures so that you can advocate for yourself when you have questions and concerns, and also have some confidence the person will help you because you're able to treat them with kindness and respect. So it's a skill.
But you say this is also complicated for today's young people because of what you laid out in the book for their parents, the one about helicoptering. As you said, they hovered too much. Kids had everything taken care of. And I want to rush to say that in this new book, Your Turn, you introduce us to remarkable young people who have had nothing handed to them by parents. They have, in some cases, no parenting, and they make their own way. Terrific stories. But in general, what would you say to this generation? Because we don't want to paint them all with that brush of being helicoptered.
Yeah, not at all. So certainly many in the millennial generation were helicoptered. They were the first generation to have been subjected to that type of parenting. I myself am a parent. I've got a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old, and I have been that helicopter parent. So I'm not here as much with critique, but rather, yes, some of you are a little underbaked because you were overmanaged. But regardless of whether you were overmanaged or undermanaged, this stage of life called adulthood awaits you and asks of you to be in charge of yourself. In some ways, I put those stories right at the front of the book, the stories of the young adults who did come up through tougher circumstances, to inspire people who haven't had as many challenges to appreciate it's the challenges that grow you up. Like, hey, I just had to deal with some stuff and I did. And wow, I'm capable. Yeah. And boy, does that feel good.
Yeah, here's some of the other advice, and all of this gets fleshed out, but get along with others. You just don't have a choice in the workplace. Find work that pays your bills. Keep track of your stuff. You can't just lose, you know, jackets and phones anymore. You paid for them. Reply to people that you're interacting with and show up when you say you will. And there's also a lot of work hard, hustle. Do your research, move, have a physical practice, get therapy, find the helpers. A nod there to Fred Rogers. Very proactive. Are you trying to light a fire here?
Instead of lighting a fire, I think of it as I'm shining a very warm light. I'm up ahead in this thing called life. I'm shining a light back on them that isn't a scary light that's in their faces and fluorescent and uncomfortable. It's a warm light to illuminate. I'm not trying to imply there's one path. I'm trying to just illuminate the wide open landscape that adulting is.
Yeah. There's a lot here that, you know, a lot of us wish we'd known. What is a 401k pension, how tax code works, compounding interest, you know, a lot of that financial stuff that for some reason we don't learn. And also there's much here that, you know, the adults, when they pick up the book, can also be reminded, be good, practice kindness. Be a good person. Almost like design yourself as a person. At one point, you talk about when you made a list, when you were already, you had a high-powered job, and you made a list on one side, things I'm good at, on the other, things I love.
Yeah. Because my instinct told me, if you can find work that is the intersection of what you know you're skilled at, what you're good at, and what you also love, then that will be rewarding, meaningful work. I was good at the corporate law, apparently, but I didn't love it. And if you just love the work, but you're not good at it, you're probably not going to make it very far. So the sweet spot that ends up being the advice embedded in that chapter is, what are you good at and what do you love? And I'll add something I didn't ask myself back in 1995 when I did that exercise. Where do I feel belonging? With whom do I feel safe and cherished as I am? And that really speaks to our identities. And that is, I think, the hinge of the book. Listening for that inner voice. What am I good at? What do I love? Where do I feel safe and connected? That's when life really sings. So that's the hinge of the book, followed by the chapter about getting out of neutral, because it's really asking, okay, fine, you think you know what you want out of this life? Yes, 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 but why are you stuck? And that's where we dip into some deep advice about conversations we might have to have with our parents. We do need to get out from under whatever expectations they may have about the life we're supposed to be leading. The thudding message of this book is, this is your life.
Well, I would say the other, you know, huge piece of advice is even awesome has to get the coffee sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's about humility, Robin. That's about humility. You know, it's not just all about you. There are other humans around you who have needs and expectations too. Yeah, sometimes you're going to need to be the one getting coffee. Get over it. Do it. And discover that when you're helpful and useful, you really teach people who you are. And they're going to give you more and more opportunities to do the work you actually want to do.
That's Julie Lithcott-Hames, the new book, Your Turn, How to Be an Adult. Julie, thanks so much.
Robin, thank you. Appreciate you.